Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, sometimes you just need a different take on today's sports news. And that's just what we're going to do.
Woo-hoo! I say, sports fans.
A fresh look at the headlines is here with the Dopey Millennial Show.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
Getting what the ATL needs. A fresh weekend sports talk show.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's just get down to it.
Now, the Dopey Millennial Show is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Thursday. Happy Juneteenth. Do I say happy Juneteenth or sorry, my bad, wasn't me? I kid. That'll be the only bit of racial humor you hear from me for the rest of the 5 hours we'll be on the air today. Caleb Johnson here with you. Give me a follow on social media at ATLJohnson18 and the radio station at 929 The Game. No, I joke, but it is one of those. It's always interesting to see how uncomfortable people get dealing with or just discussing racial things of terms and just the overall comfort level. So I like to put it on the table. And yeah, happy Juneteenth to everyone out there. Hope you're enjoying your day. If you've been off work today, hopefully you've gotten outside, maybe enjoyed the pool, enjoyed some good weather today. It's so funny. Honestly, I think there's a joke being played on me in that anytime there has been good weather, I am tied up doing something. I'm either working or I've already made plans. And then when I have free time, there has been just enough rain. It's felt like that the ark is going to come back and we're going to see Noah and the animals floating by, because man, has it ever been so rainy in the city of Atlanta lately that it's honestly, my frustration comes because it's messing with plans. It's messing with things I'm trying to do, and it's actually one of the things that I wanted to throw this out here, and I'll probably bring it up a couple more times throughout the show, because I'm just genuinely curious. As you can always call us up, 404-726-0929, as we discuss things throughout the show, but hit me up on social media if you have a good thought for this. ATLJohnson18 on Twitter of What's your like go-to activity when it rains? Because I found myself in this position a couple of times in the last few weeks of just wanted to do something. Wanted to not be in the house in front of the TV or in the house working on a project. Like, I wanted to get outside and do something. But when it's raining, it really kind of limits
the things you can get into. There has now been two separate occasions where, one, I went to a Braves game and it rained and we had a rain delay and the wife was like not into being at the game. So I got talked into leaving early and it was like, man, that just like this kind of ruined the day. And then went to follow it up, wanted to go back to a Braves game this past week on Tuesday just as a fan. And the wife was like, nah, rain's in the forecast. Like, I'm not getting out and doing that again. And so then we went through the plans of like, well, what can we do? Ended up going to see a movie, not a movie that would have been on my list. The Materialists, I believe what it was called. It was interesting. Not my movie of choice. But I was really thinking, I was like, man, the options of what we could get into with it raining outside, I feel like are really limited. And I wonder what folks out in Atlanta are up to when it's raining like this outside. So, yeah, hit me up on social media, ATLJohnson18, and we'll get your thoughts maybe on the phone lines coming up later in the show. Got a good, really full 4 hours coming up, and then Atlanta baseball post-game show from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. tonight before we hand things off to Jason Longshore, who is going to join the show today. Jason, fresh off of Club World Cup, off of Inter Miami's upset, I guess you could call it, over Porto. We'll get his thoughts on that, how the stadium held up, and then just, you know, kind of what's going on with the Five Stripes right now, as hopefully they are more competitive this back half of the season than when we've seen them as of late. Also, going to be talking a lot of NBA hoops in this show. If you guys don't know, that is my forte. I cover the Atlanta Hawks here for the radio station, as well as just I'm a lover of hoops. And these finals have been very interesting. I do think it's over tonight. I will explain why coming up later in the show. But I've also got some great hoops guests who are joining. Keith Smith of Spotrac, he's the money man. He understands everything. He's going to break down some latest things that are going on in the NBA, whether it comes to big trades, selling of a franchise that has happened, all of those things. And then David Lee, who is a great, honestly, one of the best young reporters, social media creators when it comes to basketball. David Lee is going to join the show at 7:20. So we got Keith Smith at 6:40, David Lee at 7:20, and then Jason Longshore at 8:20 before we wrap up the show. Now, I wanted to get into a couple of things that have happened lately. Abe Gordon, who came before me, he kind of briefly mentioned that this past weekend, which I know it's Thursday, but it feels like that was just a couple of days ago, when UFC came into town, I was brand new to the experience. Now, I've watched UFC fights for years. I've kept up. I know what's going on to an extent. Now, when people start getting into like specific names, no. I know guys who have won belts and that sort of thing. So kind of keeping it at a distance, but checking out the big fights that happen, I knew I wanted to go see this UFC fight night in Atlanta this past weekend. And so lucky enough to get a credential to be able to go down to cover the fight for the station here, and get to talk to some of these guys. And I have to say, I am absolutely hooked. And Atlanta has to get a pay-per-view now. Like, it's not even a question. It's already come out that Atlanta had, like, the second biggest grossing fight night that they've ever done when it comes to not the pay-per-views, but these fight nights that they've done in some of these, not smaller cities per se, but just not your typical fight cities, your Vegases that are obviously going to get the big draw. But learning about some young guys that I had no experience with, Malcolm Wellingham, welcome to the national stage, sir, because that man knocked out his competitor 20 feet from me, and it was easily one of the greatest sporting experiences I've ever had. I mean, the way that State Farm Arena went crazy and was, they were not letting it slide. If you were going to be a boring fighter, they were going to let you know, including the main event, where I'll be straight up. I did not want Kamaru Usman to win that fight. I just find Buckley to be a much more interesting fighter personality-wise, and I think personality plays a big factor in all of these things of drawing the attention. I mean, you think of your Conor McGregors and guys that, John Jones, like guys that really got people's attention for Israel Adesanya, like the guys that got people's attention outside of the ring, and even when they got in the ring, did things that were interesting. I thought Usman was an incredibly boring fighter, and the crowd let him know. And now he ultimately went on to win, and good for him. I hope he retires. I hope he is done. I hope, because it felt like that's what he was doing, was Usman was just in the ring to win the fight. And that's just not fun to watch. So to get to see some of the prelims, I'm telling you, if you did not go out to the fight, if you are on the edge about that sort of thing of like, well, it's kind of interesting, but I don't know. I just would. Is that my scene? I love the fact that I was at State Farm Arena looking around at an absolutely talk about melting pots of fans. Not the same exact type of melting pot that I think you see with Atlanta United, but along that same concept of you're getting just different, all kinds of demographics of people are coming together to enjoy this big event. And I found that so, so, so cool. Really fun to watch. And I think Atlanta deserves more. I think it showed that it is a great city for these big fights. I expected a bigger celebrity draw, I'll be honest. I really did think we would see bigger stars than, like, no offense to Desi Banks. Desi's awesome. Love him. He's hilarious. Go Panthers, because he's a Georgia State alum. However, I thought we would see bigger stars than Ryan Klesko and Desi Banks. It didn't happen this time around, but hey, maybe when we bring a pay-per-view to Atlanta, you'll get that. But just the overall...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Overall experience, the UFC does an incredible job of how they treat media and the setup that they had. The food experience was incredible. The fact of being ringside, that absolutely did it in for me. Was incredible to get to see. A very similar experience that I've had with like covering NASCAR races, where you just have to be there to understand it. It's still cool to watch it on TV, but to be there in the arena when Malcolm Wellingham knocks out his opponent, I'll be honest with you, can't even remember the guy's name. Insignificant to me. Does not matter. He is completely forgotten from me from now on. Do not care, because Malcolm was that impressive. The knockout was that cool, and it gave the fans who were there, who knew he was a hometown guy from Augusta, it gave fans a ton to root for. And you got some controversy with another fight where you had a guy who was clearly faking getting knocked out so that he could get get the disqualification win. So yeah, I'm sitting there, I'm texting Joe Patrick during the fight, because Joe's a much bigger fight fan than me, learning a ton as I'm there. And I think just for casual fans in Atlanta, I'm telling you, it's definitely an experience worth seeing. It's definitely an experience worth spending the money on, because I talked to, I went and saw my barber this week, who's a fight fan, and he was like, I saw the ticket prices and I just wasn't sure. You get your money's worth with these fights. They had 13 different ones going on. Incredible experience. And like I said, definitely hope to see a pay-per-view coming back very soon. All right, coming up next on the Dopey Millennial Show, going to get into a rest of the story as far as what the Braves were able to do last night. I was there in the building at Truist Park to see it firsthand, to see Usher throw out the first pitch, as well as his bobblehead. Who's next for the Atlanta Legends bobbleheads? There's a lot of other top headlines of the day and of the weekend we'll get into next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to more of the Dopey Millennial Show.
How do real-life millennials respond?
Those fire.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Thursday evening. It's funny because all the imaging is going to say stuff about the weekends, because that's normally when you hear me. But filling in on this Juneteenth holiday for Mr. Chris Thomas, who I hope is enjoying some much-needed rest and time off, because that man works like crazy around here, amongst other places. So hopefully he's getting to enjoy his day off. Before we get into a rest of the story segment, I just want to, it's a random thing that popped in my head, but it came to mind because I brought some with me to the Kia Studios. Is there anything greater, as far as just like small wins in life, than picking a perfectly sweet watermelon? Like, it's summertime, it's that time to find great fruit, and it feels like it's really hard to do a lot of the times at the grocery store. I have this photo that I have saved on my phone of different, the outside rind of different watermelons and what it means for, like, sweetness level and all of those sorts of things. But I got a win this week because I went to Walmart, saw the watermelon, was like, yeah, it's that time. It's pool season. It's getting hot. Need some good watermelon to have around. And I picked a perfectly sweet one. And it's going to keep me in a great mood because I've got some to enjoy throughout the show. So random thought, but I feel like it's relatable. I feel like you've been there of going to the store and just trying to find, sometimes it's pineapple, avocados, always one that you're fighting, trying to get that like perfect. But so it's just, it's the little wins in life, guys. Speaking of wins, let's get to the rest of the story. We will begin with the Atlanta Braves, who last night got their second win against the Mets, 5-0. I was in the building at Truist Park for this one that started off on a really fun note just because, well, for a moment, we thought there was going to be a rain delay because they brought the tarp out. They didn't unfold it, but they rolled it out. Everyone kind of, oh no, here we go again. They were able to put it back, and then Usher came out to throw out the first pitch because it was his bobblehead night. So I'm wondering who next that I'm going to get to add to my bobblehead collection. Because as far as the Braves go, here for Atlanta Legends, we've now had Outkast. We got Ludacris last year. Usher this year. I also got a Killer Mike for the Hawks that they did last year. So I feel I'm putting together a really solid collection right now that I'm wondering who's next. Do we get probably not with the Hawks, but do we get like a 2 Chainz? Not with the Braves, I would say, but with the Hawks, do we get a 2 Chainz? Do we get a Lil Jon with the Braves? I'm very curious to see the direction that they can go with Atlanta Legends. TLC. Huh. All right, Sonny says TLC. That would be an interesting one. I wonder if that's like there's enough of the cross connection of fans for that one to work. But it's just interesting. But the overarching theme of last night was the Braves getting the win. Chris Sale going 8 2/3 last night, one out short. It was a killer. It was funny because the crowd literally booed as Brian Snicker came out to the mound to pull Chris Sale, because he'd obviously, I think he came in to the ninth inning with like 102 pitches, somewhere around that, ended up throwing 116. And as soon as he let what was a stupid blooper to get on base, Brandon Nimmo, then it was like, yeah, no, you got to pull him for Raisel Iglesias and finish this thing out. We're going to listen to some audio coming up in a bit from Brian Snicker and Chris Sale talking about what it meant for Sale to be able to go out there in the ninth and how the two of them viewed that whole situation. I know the crowd was bummed. It was the right call, guys. It was the right decision because you couldn't let him get into trouble with that high of a pitch count. You needed the win, and also to preserve the fact, because what I was really concerned about, and it was Juan Soto, not Brandon Nimmo, what I was really concerned about with Soto was him hitting a home run, but managed to avoid that and got the win. Obviously, the big part of the start of this game was Ronnie hitting that first pitch home run. I mean, that was absolutely insane to see. So much fun to see Ronnie. And I get it. It's a tough decision because as a pitcher, you're either deciding, do I start off with a 1-0 count or do I try to slip one past and catch Ronald Acuna off guard? He sends one right in the middle of the plate and Acuna sends it long. And then you're looking at a 1-0 game to get this thing started. I felt like it was a tough position for Blackburn to be in to start this game off. But because he's kind of been used in a very interesting way to start this season. But really good stuff to see from Ronald Acuna Jr., who energized, it felt like, this Braves team. And so a question that I'm going to throw out throughout the show is, are the Braves showing that they're back, or are the Braves just showing what could have been had they not found themselves this far behind this late in the season, trying to pull back from this massive deficit in the National League East. You had Ozzie Albies with that triple last night to start off the game, and then the followed it up with a double. I was thinking, hey, can this man go for the cycle? And then had a really rough situation where he gets hit in the shin by a pitch, and the ump gave him no mercy, pointed, called him out, and that was it for as far as his attempt to go for the cycle. Thankfully, Ozzy didn't get hurt last night, ended up being just fine, was able to come back out, and then also learned not a new rule at all, but you just forget about certain things that happen. Luis Torrens, the Mets catcher, gets called for catcher's interference because he used his mask to bat the ball. He has a pitch that pops off of his glove. He goes scrambling for it, throws the mask off with his right hand, and instead of reaching for the ball with his left, he just takes the mask in his right hand and bops the ball inside his glove. And it's like, hey, you can't do that. Now, those are the little rules of the game that you just kind of forget about because you don't see them very often. I Googled it right after that play happened, and I couldn't find anything about that sort of a call being made since 2019. So it's clearly not something that's happening on a regular basis for someone using their catcher's mask to interfere with the game. Tonight, you have the series finale for the Braves. Spencer Strider on the mound for that 7:15 first pitch. This is going to be an interesting one following what was Spencer Strider looking really, really good in his last outing. I, way too early along after Strider's first start, this return from injury, I threw out the question. It was premature, very much so at the time, of if you just get an average Spencer Strider, what does that look like for the Atlanta Braves? Well, last game, that was not the case for Spencer Strider, who looked very much like his former self, where he went 6 innings, struck out 13, and didn't give up a run. That was the Rockies. It was the Colorado Rockies, and that certainly plays a factor into this. But if you can get 6 innings out of him, giving up less than 3 runs, I think you'll take that if you're the Atlanta Braves and hopefully look for a series sweep because, look, I'm not the only show that's talked about it. I think everyone on this station today has mentioned the fact of you need the sweep. You need to start building these win streaks up so that you can actually be competitive in the National League East. I'm not saying the season is over if you lose tonight, but against your National League East opponents where you have this, 13-game streak, all back-to-back-to-back-to-back against the Mets now, then the Marlins, then the Mets again, then the Phillies. Yeah, this is the stretch of games in which you've got to catch up. We also learned today, Didier Fuentes, was a really young arm, right-hander, 20 years old, Fuentes is. He's going to be called up to get the start tomorrow against the Marlins. Seems the Braves are trying to stretch out their starters, give guys some rest at this time of year. And Didier Fuentes has been someone who, in the Braves farm system, has risen through the ranks really fast and is going to get his opportunity tomorrow. So really cool to see how that goes. But tonight, 7:15, Spencer Strider opposite Clay Holmes as the Braves go for the series sweep. All right, one more thing I want to get into in the rest of the story before we get to Keith Smith, who is a contributor for SpoTrack as well as host of the Front Office Show. He's going to join us next segment. But a big day in Club World Cup as this event, Atlanta being a part of it with their match they had on Monday where you saw Chelsea and LAFC. Chelsea won that one 2-0, and it was like, hey, you know, still good to see MLS clubs be involved in these types of competitions. But today, Inter Miami beats Porto 2-1. Mercedes-Benz Stadium got to see a messy goal in the 54th minute. Really big for the state of MLS. And just really cool to see Messi be a part of this whole thing right here in Atlanta. We'll talk with Jason Longshore coming up later in the show. But next, Keith Smith of Spotrac will be here on the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
We're back with the Dopey Millennial Show.
Good, bad. It's going to be like a drama every week. It's going to be awesome.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Thursday evening, going until 10 o'clock tonight. And then we'll have the Atlanta baseball postgame show where we're going to want to hear from you guys. Going to see how this thing goes for the Braves tonight in this series finale against the Mets. The question that I'm going to pose to you guys throughout the show: Is this Braves team right now, what they've shown against the Mets, showing that they're back, or that this is just what could have been had they put it together in a more successful way? However, a big thing that we're all going to be watching for, apart from tonight's series finale for the Braves.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's game 6 in the NBA, where we've got the Oklahoma City Thunder on the cusp of the potential closing it out in Indiana against the Pacers. We don't know quite yet what the status of Tyrese Halliburton is going to be, but those things are right here in front of us, and we'll see if it gets decided tonight in game 6. We're going to go out to the waitfor.com hotline right now, though, and bring in Keith Smith, a Spotrac, as well as he's got a podcast, The Front Office Show, that you can listen to. You can find him on social media at Keith Smith NBA. Keith, a big time. Look, he is a knower of the numbers when it comes to all of the financials that is going on in the NBA. Keith, How's it going on this Thursday, man?
It's going really well. Yeah, you're right. This is a crazy time in the NBA. We get the finals going on, but we get the draft in less than a week, and we've got all kinds of free agency and trade stuff happening as well. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, I was thinking, Keith, like, I don't necessarily know where I want to start because you could go a lot of different directions, but I will begin with the, I put it in quotation marks, blockbuster trade that we had this week, just because I think when you have a blockbuster trade, there is usually a star involved. However, there was star-level assets given up this week for Desmond Bane. He goes from Memphis to Orlando for 4 first-round picks, a pick swap, KCP and Cole Anthony. Just when you see this deal go down, Keith, what do you make of the cost for a player like Desmond Bane?
Yeah, it was a high cost, but you have to, I always tell people you can't evaluate trades against other trades. Each one happens in its own individual bubble. And in this case, the Magic, they don't have a ton of open roster spots. They won't have a ton of open roster spots over the next few years. And they desperately needed someone who could shoot, someone who could do a little bit of on-ball, off-ball scoring, beyond just being a shooter, someone who can be a playmaker, and someone who wasn't going to really hurt their elite defense. And Desmond Bane fills all those roles really, really well for them. So for them to give up 4 first-round picks and a helpful player in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and another potentially helpful guy in Cole Anthony is not – it's not like a team that is rebuilding, saying, here's a whole bunch of draft picks, and we're going to try to shortcut the process. They're kind of looking for more of, all right, who's the final piece we can add to take us to the next level? So I think it was a really good acquisition by Orlando. I think he's going to fill, like I said, a huge need for them and really help them get to where they want to be, which is beyond just the first-round playoff team. And then on the Memphis side, they're pivoting in a little bit of a different direction. They're going to retool that roster around Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and try to build things back up that way. And now they've got a bunch of draft capital that they can use, whether that's in the draft or in trades themselves or other things. But they're in pretty good shape too.
I know for like the basketball factor of this, it feels like the to your point of this made Orlando better. Absolutely, this is what they were missing essentially. When it comes to the money, though, of working this whole thing out, I feel like when you looked at like the Knicks trading, what was it, I think 4 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges, it was like, well, but he's on a very team-friendly deal. When you look at Desmond Bane, like, it feels like he's making a pretty big chunk of change. They're also going to have to pay Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, like all of those things kind of coming into play with this new CBA that restricts how much you can really spend on for teams to have. Does that in any way affect them where it's like they feel confident enough they're going to be competitive that those first-round picks aren't going to be that great and they can pay everyone?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you've got Franz Wagner on a max deal starting next year. Jalen Suggs is on a near-max deal.
I didn't even mention, Jalen Suggs.
Yeah, absolutely. You got Desmond Bane on a near-max deal. Then you're going to have Paolo Banchero. He'll sign his max extension. That'll kick in a year from now. So you're going to have 4 guys making very close to max money, if not the max. So, yeah, Orlando's living in a different world now than they were in previous years. But they said, Jeff Weltman, their president of basketball operations, said, hey, we feel like we have a core now with the right guys around them that can really make us a good team, and we're not as worried about needing that draft capital to fill holes down the line and the like. We'll see how that works out, 3-4 years from now. But I always look at it, too, is it's very easy for a GM to trade future draft picks when it feels like their team's a little stuck, because if they don't, who knows where they're going? They're going to be even around to make those picks. But I think in Orlando's case, they're committed to this new core group. And what also helps is they do have a lot of other guys under contract already. So you're not looking to constantly fill 3, 4, 5 roster spots every offseason. They've got a pretty established roster, and it feels like Bane's kind of, to some extent, the finishing touch on that.
Talking with Keith Smith of Spotrack and the front office show on the WadeFor.com hotline here on the Dopey Millennial Show, Caleb Johnson. Now, Keith, when Hawks fans see a trade like Desmond Bane go down and you see what is given up in order to acquire him, I think that scares a lot of people of, well, we want to make this team better. But, you know, I mean, has the price kind of changed in that sort of a way? With the options of what Atlanta is looking at this offseason, when it comes to cap space, where they can spend, what have kind of the realistic numbers that Atlanta has to deal with right now?
Yeah, they're going to be over the cap, but they're in pretty good shape despite that. And them being over the cap puts them in company with probably 28 other teams in the NBA. It looks like only the Brooklyn Nets are going to have any kind of meaningful cap space this offseason. So I think we're going to be in a position for the Hawks where they should have, barring things getting really crazy with re-signing Caris LeVert and maybe Larry Nance Jr., as long as they don't get out of control with those contracts, they should have enough room to use the full non-taxpayer mid-level, which is $14 million in spending power, and that's a pretty good chunk of change. Now, I want to caution by saying this is not a great free agent class.
Yeah.
That said, there are guys who would be valuable signings for a portion of that non-taxpayer MLE, and that puts the Hawks in good shape. They're also in good shape if they need wiggle room in a trade to go do something and take on a little bit of money but not trigger all the apron issues that come with that and the hard caps and the like, because they're so far underneath those that they should be okay. So I think Atlanta's in really good shape this offseason to add some guys around what I think is already a pretty good young core, provided that they're healthy next season with guys like Jalen Johnson for most of the year. I think Atlanta's going to naturally be in better shape than they finished last year.
Keith, you put out an article on Spotrac listing the top 50 NBA free agents. You know, you can look through those lists, and obviously there's like the, okay, these guys are technically free agents, but not really. We know they're going to end up back with their squad and that sort of thing. But then there are those guys who are very likely to change teams this offseason. Is there anyone amongst that list that you think is a viable option that the Hawks could keep their eye on?
Yeah, I mean, the first guy, obviously, that we look at is their own free agent, who's
exactly.
Caris LeVert.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, look at bringing him back. I think he's a good fit with them. I think he fills a real need for Atlanta. You're going to need to add someone else in the front court, because I think Clint Capella's time has come to an end in Atlanta. The good news there is there's a lot of potential, you know, centers available if they want to go that direction. You know, a guy like Luke Kornet is, to me, a really undervalued guy who can start. He's going to not be an all-star or anything, but he can start. He's a good rim protector. He's really solid finishing around the rim, and he does some nice things. You could even get involved in a guy like Jalen Williams. If you're looking for more of a combo big, there, a guy like Bobby Portis could be available, who could be helpful for the Hawks, or Trey Lyles, or re-sign Larry Nance Jr. I think they'd be in really good shape that direction if they did something like that. So, you know, those are the things I think for the Hawks, is because you're not looking to fill five roster spots this summer, they can go out and really make a targeted signing where it is, hey, this is the guy we think is the guy to kind of put us over the top, put us in position to be a playoff team next year, make a improvement run like what the Pistons made, where we, you know, get into that top six, or like what Orlando's done over the past couple years, and go get that guy, because they don't need to fill, you know, five roster spots this summer. They've got a couple draft picks, and they've got a whole bunch of guys under contract. So I think they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, how does the first-round pick money kind of work out for them? Because they're going to pick at 13 and 22 this year. Last year just had the number one overall with Zachary Risacher. How does that kind of factor into their money decisions they'll have?
Yeah, so those guys come onto the books as a what's called a cap hold. And it's a rookie scale cap hold, which is a set amount. All first round picks are tied to a set amount. So for the 13th pick, it's about $5.2 million. For the 22nd pick?
Yeah,
I think
22
is
yep.
It's about $3.4 million for that pick. So they'll be in pretty good shape with those guys. Obviously, a hit on one of those picks, you're in even better shape because that's a guy who's under really team-friendly, cost-controlled salary for at least the next 4 years. And that's how we see these teams build up through the draft, because when you get somebody who's really good, a starter-level guy, making under, you know, $7 or $8 million for a few years, and then you could go out and spend that money elsewhere. So that's big. I would also keep an eye on, they may look at it and say, we're pretty young already. They may not want to add two rookies, and there are a lot of teams looking to acquire either a second pick or just to get into the first round. So I'd keep an eye on maybe that 22nd pick getting moved in a trade if Atlanta finds the right kind of offer. Simply because, I don't know that they want to trend too young with this roster if the idea is to start to try to push things forward more into contention.
Makes a lot of sense. Keith, I want to ask just a couple more before we get you out of here. The Lakers had a pretty monumental move this past week, as it was announced they're going to be selling, or at least the Buss family is going to be selling their majority share of the team to Mark Walter. And they have this new value of $10 billion up from 4.4, I believe that was in 2020. The timing of now, why do you think now the Buss family decides to sell the team and end up in a position where it looks like Jeannie's still going to be running the team, but Mark Walter wants to take over and spend some pretty big cash as they get this new value that really just kind of grows things even more for the Lakers?
Yeah, you know, I think with that Lakers sale, there's a lot of moving parts. Clearly, great for the Lakers, right? They you know, $10 billion for them. That's, you know, an incredible life-changing sum of money for the Buss family. They'll never have to worry about money again, any of the six children who are the six-way co-owners of the team now. They're set forever. So that's, you know, really good for them. And then I think the next part, as we look at this, it's great for the league as a whole. One, the Lakers, the Celtics, the Mavericks, the Suns, those four sales all went for large sums over what their original valuations were. That, to me, says the NBA is in great shape. They're healthy. The league looks good. Outside people who, you know, quite frankly, are pretty smart people that own some other sports franchises feel like the NBA is a good investment. Then the other thing for the NBA, which is great, and the current 30 teams, is they want to expand. They're now going to sell these expansion teams. The get-in price is going to be $5 or $6 billion, because that one, your franchise may not be worth that right on year one, but you also have to pay a fee just to come into the league, because we need to split the pie two more ways, or maybe four more ways, I think, eventually down the line, but at least two more ways. That's going to be huge now for them coming in. So I think we're really in a spot where the NBA has to be absolutely thrilled by this. And then the last thing I'll say for the Lakers as a whole, they've generally run pretty tight as far as off-court salary expenditures. They have one of the smaller front offices. They have a relatively small scouting staff. Their analytics staff is pretty small. Their facilities are they're not bad by any means, but they're not anything that blows anybody away. And now you're going to have somebody who's going to come in and say, all right, what is it we need? All right, let's go. Let's spend all the money on all this stuff. And that's only going to help the team down the line.
Keith, we've got about 30 seconds left to go. I just want to get your thoughts. We found out from Shams Charania about 5 minutes ago that Tyrese Halliburton will play tonight. I don't think that's any real big surprise. But your thoughts, is this thing over tonight in six?
We'll see. I think there's a chance. I think the Thunder are close. When teams get close, they tend to get really hungry. It's a lot easier when it's like, hey, we're maybe one play away from winning a title, to get on the ball, on the ground for a loose ball, to, you know, make that extra pass, to make that extra effort on defense. But it wouldn't shock me at all if the Pacers have one more in them. They've been shocking us all playoffs long. Personally, I'm rooting for the Pacers tonight just because I want a game seven.
Sure.
Season's already almost over. I don't need it to end any earlier than it absolutely has to. But, you know, at this point, I guess the easy way to put it is nothing would surprise me anymore with either one of these two teams.
That is Keith Smith, the Spotrac, as well as the Front Office Show. Follow him on social media at Keith Smith NBA. Keith, thanks so much for joining on this Thursday.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. On the other side of the break, we'll continue this conversation. Is it over tonight? We haven't really talked much NBA Finals, and we'll do that next. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson with you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.